It's 11:21. We're talking about volunteering. When was the last time you gave up your time to help someone else? I was doing my bit there. I should have taken some old clothes, yes, but do you know something? I don't feel like getting rid of my 80s t-shirts because they're fine when I'm scrubbing the shower. There are so many organisations today that rely on people selflessly pledging their time. One of those is the People's Kitchen. They've just won a Queen's Award for voluntary service, and they're one of just three Northeast groups to get the prestigious award, along with the Morpeth Detachment of the Northumbria Cadet Force and the Brunswick Methodist Church Volunteers. Chairman of the People's Kitchen is Bob Eldridge. Well done. Let me ask you this. You run the People's Kitchen, but we were talking in the last hour about the financial recovery, because Ken Clark has said that real people aren't seeing any signs of financial recovery. So are you seeing the signs of an upturn?
No, I mean the impact for those that are vulnerable in our city today over the last 3 years have definitely been, if you like, impacted by the downturn in the local economy and the national recession that we've had in this country. And the bottom line is we've had a 30% increase in people that use our services. We now produce, cook, serve and grow and warehouse 40,000 hot meals a year. So we have seen a huge increase, and we've actually had to invest in equipment, warehousing, just to cope with this increase in volume in the last 12 months.
But we'll get onto the volunteering, which is a must, obviously, but I'm just interested. People who are using the People's Kitchen because they cannot afford to eat and they're homeless, what are they saying to you are their problems?
Well, they're saying to our volunteers, we have a team of listeners that listen and signpost our friends and users for different provision for accommodation and healthcare. And they're saying to us that if it wasn't for People's Kitchen that are open in the evenings and in the weekends, when they're at the most vulnerable, Jonathan, these people are most vulnerable. We don't duplicate other provision or other services during the day. We volunteer our services at night time, in the evenings, when people are lonely. 29% of the people that we deal with, which is 650 people a week, have mental health issues. And a lot of them are in hostels, a lot of them are sofa surfing, and not necessarily all homeless, but very lonely people.
Okay, so the need is going to grow, is it, do you think?
In our own backyard here in Newcastle, we're very good because people of the region, the listeners today, and many people support. We have over 1,200 people that support us, over 20 companies that support us. M&S have appointed us as their Charity of the Year for 2014. Have marvellous support. We have no public finance whatsoever. We're all volunteers. Many of the people, 135 volunteers that give their time, at minimum 4 hours a week, travel from anything like Alnwick and from Durham to come and work at People's Kitchen, which is absolutely amazing.
So how much does it mean, therefore, to the People's Kitchen to get this Queen's Award for voluntary service?
Well, the Queen's Award is the highest accolade that we could receive as volunteers, and there's 135 of us, as I've said earlier, and it's just amazing, and it's a recognition of the time that they give. It's 35,000 hours a year, which is, if you were going to put payroll costs to that, at a typical payroll cost, that equates to £800,000 wage costs or 28 full-time staff, and they do it for nothing.
Right, so the People's Kitchen, you started 29 years ago.
Yeah.
How many people were coming through the doors then? How many people come through the doors now?
Well, we didn't have any doors. We worked on the streets then out of our car boots and we formed a charity and then got a small premises. And eventually in 1997, we acquired the premises of the Allison Centre that we now have. And that's 6,000 square feet of dedicated space where we provide the services that we provide. It's hugely changed. We have an allotment programme. We take out the vulnerable rambling every month. We have an events team that plan all sorts of events that get them involved. Involved and engaged. We have a team of listeners that, as I said earlier, signpost our friends for medical health provision and other accommodation needs. So it's widened, but more importantly, we work with other partners in the city in collaboration to make sure that people that are vulnerable have a future and a hope.
Bob Eldridge is chairman of the People's Kitchen in Newcastle, and it is National Volunteering Week. So nobody that is involved in the People's Kitchen gets paid, is that right?
That's right. Nobody.
You don't take
Nobody. None of us.
So everything, every donation that might come in from the public?
Every donation. If you take a typical charity's income from the public, 80% will go on property costs and payroll. Mm. Like the People's Kitchen, 80% of what you give goes directly to the needs of the people that we look after.
And the 20% is for food and stuff?
Well, marketing, food, websites, utility bills, fuel for vehicles, insurance, indemnity, and all of those things.
Okay. I was talking to the Oxfam shop yesterday, a guy called Allison, lovely bloke, and he said, I think it was last year, somebody came in and it was one of the major appeals, you know, that had gone. Yeah. There was this disaster abroad. I can't remember which one, but he said some lady came in and just wanted to donate £1,000. I mean, do you get that with you? Or do people tend to go, it sounds dreadful, isn't it? That, you know, the major disasters, some people go, oh, I must do that, but I won't do something on my doorstep.
Well, that's amazing. I honestly believe the people of the Northeast are different. In our region, people look after their own in our own backyard. We have a huge following of people every September through to Christmas build up a head of steam to help us towards our fundraising cause to go through for the next year. We get all our harvest, all our food comes from 300 schools, 200 odd churches at Harvest Festival.
Wow.
We have a dedicated warehouse down at Riverside just for the food alone.
Do you think the volunteers care about being celebrated, first of all, because it is National Volunteer Week? And B, why do they do it?
Well, they do it for all sorts of reasons, to answer the question back to front, if you like. They do it because they want to put something back. Some volunteers are very, very lonely. I mean, older people who volunteer during the day, because the people in the evenings are often in the workplace, often professionals, often very busy people. Some do it to develop their career and give them a more balanced approach to handling and managing people. And people who have time on their hands during the day that are retired want to keep engaged and want to be active and want to work as a team. We have 20 different teams, Jonathan, throughout the week doing different activities, and they all are autonomous teams and become friends as volunteers in those teams.
Mm. And do they want to be celebrated?
Well, that's a big question. Some do and some are very shy.
Okay. I suppose you're always looking for new volunteers.
We're always looking for new volunteers. We're always looking to develop things like our recruitment program is getting more complicated as time progresses. We're always looking to train people better.
Complicated why?
Well, because we have a duty of care, just like an employer, for looking after our volunteers. So training, induction, recruitment, all these things to give the right compliance is all laid out by the Charities Commission, and rightly so, to protect the volunteers. So you have to be quite sophisticated if you're managing 135 people a week.
So you've got the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, along with the Morpeth Detachment of the Northumbria Cadet Force and the Brunswick Methodist Church. What happens now? It's official that you're fabulous.
Well, not only is People's Kitchen already famous, no, seriously, I just would like to say that if you are in the workplace, if you are retired, and if you want to volunteer, volunteer for your local community, look at our website, thepeopleskitchen.co.uk.
Yeah.
And more importantly, get yourself involved, because volunteering is very fulfilling. You get huge rewards and a sense of fulfillment yourself.
And now you've got the Queen's Award. Does it bring in extra money because of it? Does it put you on a different footing?
Well, I hope it endorses the work that we do and gives integrity to local foundations and companies. We have over 20 companies that support us, and I'm hoping that this will widen that and deepen that relationship.
So, Bob Eldridge, Chairman of the People's Kitchen in Newcastle, here's the thing. Do you get to go to Buckingham Palace?
Well, we're going to the garden party, two of the trustees, next Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. Have you got to dress up for that?
Oh, it's a formal occasion.
Would it be nice, do you think, to be able to take some of the people who use the kitchen? Would that be...
Well, we're going to do that. The Lord Lieutenant and the Lord Mayor is putting on the Mansion House, where our volunteers will all be invited to attend a special occasion at some future time.
Right.
And we will hopefully take some of our friends along with us. We'd like to celebrate it. It's a volunteer occasion, and we intend to do that.